It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 14. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, We will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, do you have any fish? They answered him, No. He said to them, Cast a net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved, therefore, said to Peter, It is the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put out his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not to question or ask who Jesus is. We know and we believe that he is the Lord, the one who has come to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and to invite us today to come and have breakfast with him at his table, as he gives us of his true body and true blood in the Holy Sacrament, for the forgiveness of all of our sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life through our faith and our trust in him as our Savior. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Amen. The words for meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, the 21st chapter, with special attention to verse 12. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, have you ever heard someone say, It is my friend from Texas, or it is my old neighbor from Nebraska, or even for that matter, it is my uncle from New York? I'm sure all of us have, haven't we? Yes, we have. This is especially true when we didn't expect to see them, or we haven't seen them for a number of years now. And so when we suddenly see them again, we are not only happy to see them, but at the same time also taken by surprise, not knowing whether or not it is indeed our friend, our old neighbor, our uncle we have known for many years now. And that's precisely what happened to the seven disciples of Jesus. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and two others, as they went out to fish in the Sea of Galilee after Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. Even though Jesus had appeared to them in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, as we talked about it last Sunday, remember? And he came and said, "Peace be with you," not only once, but twice, and showed them his hands, his feet, his side. They were still afraid and confused, and quite frankly, not sure of his resurrection, even though he had appeared to them a few days earlier. So Jesus decides to make a third appearance to them, but now only seven of them, as he revealed himself again to them by the Sea of Tiberias. As a matter of fact, suddenly Peter said to the other disciples, "I am going fishing." That's what they used to do before they became fishers of men. They were fishermen. And all the others responded immediately, saying to Peter, "We'll go with you." So they all got into the boat and went fishing. But unfortunately, that night, they caught absolutely nothing. They came back empty-handed. Not even a single fish all night. And then early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore and called out to them saying, "Children or friends, have you caught any fish?" And they responded immediately back saying to Jesus, "No." So Jesus tells them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat and you will find some fish." So they did. And guess what? They didn't catch just a few fish. No, they didn't. They caught a whole bunch of fish that they were not even able to bring it ashore because of the quantity of fish. And as they were trying to haul it all in, John, the one called the beloved disciple of Jesus, suddenly recognizes Jesus at a distance on the shore, and he says, "It is the Lord." So Peter gets all excited, as he always does. He puts on his outer garment and he jumps in the water to greet Jesus. And the others stayed in the boat because they weren't very far from shore, about 100 yards off. And then Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Peter and the others hauled in the net ashore, full of large fish. As a matter of fact, 153 fish. Amazing, isn't it? Not 100, not 150 or 199, but exactly 153 fish. And then Jesus says something that we're not used to hear him say, "Come and have breakfast." Interesting, isn't it? Jesus says to his disciples, "Now come and have breakfast." Not only that, but during breakfast, none of them dared ask him, "Who are you, Lord?" They knew at this point that it was the Lord. And then Jesus proceeds to give them some of the bread and some of the fish to eat. Now, this was his third appearance to his disciples after his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. Now, what about us again? What about you and me? What about our faith? What about our walk and relationship with Jesus? Are we any different than Peter and the other disciples? And the answer this morning again is no, we're not. We're no different. How many times have you and I also demonstrated our own lack of faith and trust in Jesus? How many times have we also failed to recognize Jesus' presence when we have caught nothing in our own struggles in life? This is especially true when we have our own disappointments and we become very discouraged. Especially when we feel like the whole world is suddenly crashing down on us, as we talked about it last Sunday. It happens when we get seriously ill, isn't that right? We get all worried and anxious, especially when it's a terminal illness. When we have problems with our children and grandchildren, and sometimes that happens too, doesn't it? When we have trouble in our marriage. When we can't pay all of our bills, when we lose a loved one by death, whatever it is, we too sometimes become very discouraged when we have caught nothing, absolutely nothing, in our own struggles in life. When sickness or problem or trouble or trials and tribulations come our way. It is then that we also need to hear Jesus say to you and to me again this morning, come and have breakfast. That's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to have breakfast with Jesus as he breaks the bread and he says, take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. As he takes the cup and he says, this is my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Yes, every time we partake of the true body and the blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament, Jesus touches us again with what? His hands, his feet, the scars, the bruise in his side, and bestows his healing upon us, whatever that may be. Not only the forgiveness of our sins, which we hear every Sunday, and the promise of the gift of eternal life, but also his promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that I will be with you always, even to the end of the world. As a matter of fact, Jesus says to each and every one of us as we approach his table, come, all of you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit every time we come empty-handed, having caught nothing in our struggles in life, the many disappointments, the problems, the trouble, the trials and tribulations we face in life. May we always have trust, faith in Jesus, as we also confess, acknowledge, and recognize Jesus as the risen Lord. It is the Lord. We know and we knew it was the Lord. May God bless us through his Holy Spirit today as we come to his table to receive his forgiveness, the promise of the gift of eternal life. As he utters the same words he uttered to the disciples in the upper room in the city of Jerusalem, peace be with you. The words of Paul in his letter to the Philippians, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So may our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. God bless you. As you believe in the risen Lord Jesus Christ, it is the Lord. We know it is the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.